I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, listen, we want to talk about the Hillary email server story that came out yesterday. As you know, the Inspector General of the State Department, by the way, appointed by President Obama. So any of this talk...
So it's a partisan political
clearly. You know that you can discount that right away because this was done by the independent inspector general who was appointed by President Obama. Damning report about Hillary's private email server and some of the things that were uncovered there. Here's what Hillary had to say about it last night.
I have turned over all of my emails. No one else can say that. I have been incredibly open about doing that. I will continue to be open. And it's not an issue that is going to affect either the campaign or my presidency.
Open, she says. She's been open, but she didn't talk to the inspector general.
Nope.
She and all of the key staff members who know anything about the server elected not to cooperate with the inspector general report. So much about the transparency. Well, listen, none of this... None of the email stuff would have ever come to the surface if it had not been for the work of Judicial Watch. And joining us now here in studio is the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton. Tom, you look at this Inspector General report. I look at it as an incredibly damning report that just destroys many of the things that Hillary Clinton has said about this email server from the start.
Well, that's right, because we've been arguing many of the points the report has concluded for well over a year now. Many of the disclosures we've already disclosed. But now we have this official independent analysis run by the Obama administration. As the Washington Post says this morning, the Washington Post talks about Hillary's inexcusable willful disregard for the rules. That's pretty devastating. She would never have gotten this approved. She didn't take any steps to make sure the people who should have known knew about it and approved it. And she ignored, as we have shown time after time again, the security warnings about her system. And her people took no steps to protect and secure that system from intrusions and to secure the classified information virtually everyone knew or should have known was on it.
And the other thing that came out of which just really raised a lot of eyebrows was this email between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, which she says, look, Huma's saying we need to get you on the State Department server. And she responded, Hillary did, let's get separate address and device, but I don't want any risk of the personal becoming accessible. In other words, she didn't want anything that she might write on the email that of a personal nature to become accessible later through what, you know, Judicial Watch does, a FOIA request.
And that's not a lawful reason for doing it.
No, it's not.
And it's also at odds with the reason she said she did it, which was for convenience.
Yeah, and along those lines, you know, we saw all these headlines yesterday. Mark Levin made this point last night on right here on WMAL, and it's a great point. We keep hearing she broke the rules. She broke the rules of the State Department, the rules. Well, those rules were in place to make sure that the State Department complied with federal law, right? I mean, it's sugarcoating it to say that a rule was broken. Ultimately, the Federal Records Act was broken by her actions,
it's
correct?
Like you're not filing your taxes breaks IRS rules,
right?
Which implements the law requiring you to pay your taxes.
Right, right.
And that's true. This is the Federal Records Act, specifically the OIG was looking at. And you have to remember, the OIG reports this is an Obama administration effort. So they're both exposés and cover-ups at the same time. There's a lot of language there that's vague. They throw a lot of flack up about Colin Powell as if that has anything to do with anything with regard to Mrs. Clinton's misconduct here. So we shouldn't be distracted. It's not the end-all and be-all.
No.
But it's unavoidable, the facts it's laid out and the conclusions it's drawn that Mrs. Clinton never should have done this and shouldn't have done this, contrary to everything she's been saying for a year.
Very quickly, there was also another issue that was sort of revealed in this report. It was that in 2010, the IT security people who run the system over at the State Department, raised some concerns. They said, excuse us, they sort of were sending up a little flare. You know, this private email server, it might not be secure, and there could be some security concerns. And they got a blast back from the staff at the State Department, the Secretary of Staff. It said, you are to, quote, never speak of the Secretary's personal email system again. It is the system that shall not be mentioned.
Yeah, and that's going to be very interesting. And what's great about this report is we're taking discovery. We're taking testimony. Cheryl Mills, who did not cooperate with the OIG investigation, according to the OIG,
right,
is being deposed by our attorneys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
And by the way, that was the next question. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, exactly. You're in the news right now. You've got this deposition with Cheryl Mills tomorrow, and apparently she's trying to keep it. Typical deposition these days, you video a deposition,
right,
so you can have the record. You can play it back for a jury or what have you. She's trying to keep this video from being released. She's okay with releasing the transcripts for another video. What's your response to that?
Well, our lawyers have to respond by noon, so I don't want to
presume
what the response is going
to
be.
I was hoping to get a scoop here from you.
Look, you know, obviously we're going to oppose it. Ms. Cheryl Mills should just testify, and I think it should just go forward normally, as the testimony last week of another official went forward. That testimony will be released today, for instance. So there's going to be more information coming out on top of the OIG report from our discovery. And it's one thing to have these reports draw conclusions and reference emails, and in the case of Mrs. Clinton, Cheryl Mills, and Yuma, not be able to talk to anyone. In our case, we're going to be talking to the same people that the OIG couldn't talk to.
But you said what's going to be released today?
The deposition testimony of Ambassador Louis Lukens, who was one of the top administrative officials in the secretary's office at the time the emails were set up. He's the one who's wrote this email saying about trying to set up a separate computer system and computer network for Mrs. Clinton.
What are the headlines out of that testimony?
Well, I think Mr. Lukens is going to testify that Mrs. Clinton wanted to use these emails for personal use only. That was his understanding. And how did he get that understanding? And obviously, it was one that was incorrect. And if it was given to him by Cheryl Mills or Mrs. Clinton, boy, were they selling him a bill of goods.
Yeah. And just to circle back to Cheryl Mills real fast, she has said, her lawyers have stated, we're fine with releasing the transcript. We don't want the video out there. Clearly, that's because of the political damage, a video running over and over again on cable news or the audio running over and over again on talk radio might inflict upon the Clinton campaign. In your mind, Tom Fitton, does this sort of undergird the whole idea that the Clinton people have addressed this entire issue from a political perspective and not from a legal perspective, and the obligation that these public servants have to you with your FOIA requests and to all of the American people?
Well, I can, you know, without addressing Ms. Mills directly, I know that Mrs. Clinton has attacked this court process for being partisan, which is, she's a political candidate. Her political campaign's attacking the process for being partisan. It's just incredible. And it shows you where she was coming from. I remember James Carville, a week after the story broke about the emails last year, he was on Meet the Press or one of the Sunday morning talk shows, and he says, I tell you why Mrs. Clinton didn't want her emails out there, because she didn't want Louis Gohmert going through them all. And Louis Gohmert, to those who don't know, is a great conservative Republican congressman from Texas. So what? The rules don't get followed because she doesn't like people who, like Louis Gohmert, who she perceived to be an enemy,
right,
being able to get access her records as citizens have a right to do under the law. Politics trumps the law for Mrs. Clinton. And because she's running for office, she thinks she should be immune from scrutiny. And anyone who dares question her has illicit motives as opposed to a motive for the public interest. In the case of the courts want, we're getting discovery because the courts want questions answered. And the court in this case has said this is a public forum, and it's in the public interest, and the public has a right to know.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. But Tom Fitton, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us up to date. A really eye-opening report from the Inspector General.
Yeah, as always, great to have you stop by here on your way to work, by the way. It's always good. Anyone else wants to stop by here, you know, bring some bagels next time.
Bring donuts.
Better than a red line, I tell you.